And we also wanted to talk to you about another story you wrote last week. This is about digital billboards that are in schools, and they're putting ads in front of students going down the hallway, et cetera. So first, can you describe for us exactly what we're talking about here when we're talking about these billboards?
Sure. These billboards are really interesting. They kind of look like a sideways flat screen TV, and they're actually in the hallways of schools, which, you know, for many, many years, you know, the hallways were considered kind of, you know, almost a sacred place where you're not going to put ads in front of students. But, you know, they're making their ways into more and more schools, especially here in Arizona.
Right. And how many schools here are we talking about?
Nationally, there's more than 160. The company has not been specific with us on exactly how many billboards they have. But they are, you know, a growing presence in schools. The big enticement for schools is these things are free. So, you know, schools don't pay a dime to have them in the school. And there's an advantage in that they can, you know, schools can advertise kind of their, you know, if they have sports tryouts or a school dance, things like that on the screens. But in exchange for that, they also agree to pay to place advertisements. And that's where, you know, some parents and some, you know, privacy groups, anti-commercial groups have been concerned.
Right, right. So where is that money going? The idea is, right, that the schools can make money from that advertisement?
Yes, the money actually goes directly to the school. You know, a couple schools that I talked to, though, said that they're not getting as much as they anticipated with it. Like, there's a school up in Cave Creek that said they've seen, you know, less than $3,000 probably, or I'm sorry, less than $1,000 in 3 years. And so, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's not really a lot of money.
What are some of the other concerns? I mean, are there concerns about trying to hack into these systems, about what might be displayed on those boards?
Yes, there is. There was actually an instance in Chandler at Perry High School where they think that either pranksters or someone may have done this intentionally. They basically inserted, you know, dirty language into the boards that was there for, you know, a period of time, and students actually saw that. And so, again, there's a question of, you know, you're kind of opening these up, you know, to possibly, you know, people going in, playing pranks, putting things on there that would allow other students and other schools to see this.
Right. And real quickly, I know there are some concerns out there. Do you see these going anywhere, though, or is this kind of a growing industry?
It is a growing industry. I will say, though, the concern recently with the, you know, bad language being inserted, you know, that might really give a school pause. And there are some school boards that have actually, you know, in Nebraska especially, that have actually just said, we're not going to go this route. We just think that, you know, this is opening too many doors that we don't want to open.
All right. Ann Ryman, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.